Time to say hello to Terence Flanagan at his home in Dublin 15. Hello, Terry, how are you? It's all about the caviar, I believe.
Yes, back in February, you'll remember, Derek, I was in the Natural History Museum with curator Paolo Viscardi, checking out one of the sturgeon fish on display there. We were chatting about this fish that came from the River Liffey, and we also chatted about caviar. Well, shortly afterwards, we received an email from Goatsbridge Trout Farm inviting us down to show us the process of fish farming rainbow trout. The fish farm is in operation for over 60 years now, rearing and selling adult trout. But in the recent past, they've begun to harvest the eggs from the females and cultivate Ireland's first trout caviar. I met up with owner Ger Kirwan and general manager Stephen Murphy O'Sullivan under a very well-known bridge in Aucrim, County Wicklow. And they walked me through the processes involved in the rearing of the fish and also the harvesting of the eggs.
So Terry, here we are. We're in the shadows of the bridge in Aucrim.
And a very famous bridge it is too.
Correct, Terry, yeah. So people will know it as the bridge that features in the well-known National Lottery ad where they have the rings and they come down on kind of a slide and stuff. I think it's known as Killooney Bridge.
Yeah, well, what I'm just looking at here, the Aucrim River, it has split into two. And the river is going one side of us, and on the far side of it, you are taking some of this water off. Why?
Yeah, so traditionally this was the mill stream which ran the mill in Aucrim all those years ago. But latterly then, we're here and we run commercial trout farm using the same mill stream to harness that water, manage it internally within the farm and then discharge it back to the river again.
So you're taking the water off, but you're not taking any of the fish. I'm also joined by Stephen. Stephen, you're the manager here. Even though you're not taking fish from the river, there are some fish here in this stream.
Of course. So we have our own hatchery inside.
So these fish, they haven't actually come from the river. They've come from the hatchery.
They've come from the hatchery, yeah. So they started from egg here, and we would have hatched them and in a controlled environment and reared them to the size you see.
Okay, well, let's move down to the hatchery because that's where we're heading to.
Just mind your feet here now as we're passing through into the hatchery, okay?
So this is the hatchery here.
Yeah, so what you see in front of you is a series of tanks, okay? So this is where we would incubate and fertilise our eggs, okay? So what we would do is we'd have them in a series of troughs and we'd use an upwelling technique to basically rear and hatch out the trout eggs, okay?
So what I'm actually looking at here, they're like massive big bats.
Yes.
That you'd have in the house, but they're a lot bigger. They're green in colour, they're a kind of a plasticky material. And inside each of them, there are hundreds, must be thousands of baby fish. To me, they look like little pinkies.
Yeah, so at the moment, what you're seeing is actually trout that hatched about 3 weeks ago. So they're actually on their first feeding, so at the moment. So they're actually quite a small size. We'll feed these and monitor their health and grow them onto the size you've just seen down the other side of the farm.
So we've moved back outdoors again, right up to the mill pond. This is where the fish are now going to end up.
Correct. So they'll be ungrown, we say, from having come out of the hatchery at maybe 20, 30 grams. They'll be ungrown there maybe up to 200, 300 grams. And at that stage then, as we manage six sites, the fish will be moved live to one of the other sites for further ungrowing and eventually then for sale into the market.
Okay, so they'll become adults there, so to speak. What size will they be?
Well, we grow fish, Terry, up to 2.5 kilos now.
Now, you don't just sell the fish, you also harvest the eggs or the roe. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I suppose for all the years, my family have been involved in the rainbow trout farming for in excess of 62 years. So in those early years, really it was a case of growing the fish and just taking them out of the water, putting them in maybe in ice and just sell them out bulk and whole. So the kind of added value stuff started by gutting the fish, then subsequently filleting the fish. But in the last 20 years, we've kind of been on a journey where we have a substantial fresh trout business, but we also have a range of added value trout products. So we use the basic trout as the raw material for added value products. So probably the one we're most famous for in Ireland is the caviar. For many years, we were taking eggs had surplus eggs and we didn't know their value or didn't know, you know, that they had any use in the marketplace. But we stumbled on another trout farm in America using the eggs for caviar, and we kind of developed then, you know, Ireland's first caviar around 2012. And yeah, it's been a kind of a roaring success, really. And what it has done is, first of all, it's a high-end product. So, you know, it's kind of for kings and queens or for ordinary folk alike, but it's a product that can travel. So it's an international product. And on top of that, it's exposed us as a brand as distinct from a commodity.
And you harvest the caviar here on site?
Yeah. So we if you take your sample of mature fish, you're going to have half male, half female. So we're interested in the female and we're interested in the egg. So what happens is that the hen will mature as wild trout or salmon will mature in the river. We'll then handle that fish and we'll actually strip the caviar from that fish. We'll take it then to the factory. We'll clean it, we'll brine it, we'll jar it and we'll pasteurise it.
So, and can we see that now here?
Yeah, we're just coming to the end of the caviar season, but we have mature fish and we'll be able to demonstrate that to you, to show you exactly what happens. I suppose the beauty of the way we do the caviar is the fish is actually, not damaged in any way, and we replenish that fish and it can be used then in the food chain again, so that, you can get up to three cycles then of caviar from the one fish.
Okay, well, let's go and have a look.
Okay, Terry, so I'm here now and I've got a mature hen, so she's about 700 grams.
She's beautiful,
so
fish.
She's first season. So if you look, this fish is just ripe, and by gently massaging the belly, I'll actually get the caviar, you see? So,
I see them coming out. Yeah. They're an orangey colour.
Yeah. So what the fish does is it downloads the pigmentation of their flesh, similar to salmon. So if you look there, so literally just that fish will give approximately 10% of its body weight. So I
can see actually the fish, the abdomen there, it's just shrinking.
You see what they do is similar to a dairy cow or anything. They put it into the young, and they'll then just replenish, over time. So that's an example. So that fish is just stripped out now,
and you're going to put her back.
So she'll just go back in, exactly. So that's it. So Terry, we've taken this egg from the hen, okay? We'll when we normally strip, we might be doing it for a day, so we might have a number of maybe 100 kilos of eggs from hens, and we take that back then to the factory in Goatsbridge, which is based in Thomastown, County Kilkenny, and we'll clean it, we'll cure it then in a salt solution for a set time, we'll then jar it, we'll then pasteurize it. And we've got a product then that has a shelf life anywhere between 10 and 14 months.
And the beauty is that you're using a product now, a high-end product that you weren't using 20 years ago.
Correct. Yeah. When I think of it, as a child or growing up, I was the senior stripper in Goatsbridge taking those eggs. And, when we'd have enough for the breeding season for ourselves, we could have hens there and we were discarding those eggs. So, yes, this came about from a kind of almost a discard,
So it's a win-win situation.
More than a win-win, really, because potentially the caviar is worth more than the fish. So it's gone full circle.
Thank you very much indeed, Terry.